Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Knowing Christ Ministries on Blog Talk Radio. In the past few months, we've discussed various topics related to being rapture ready, from the need to repent to being a soldier in God's army and using the full armor of God that he gave us as his beloved children to protect us from the enemy, who scripture tells us is not men, but against principalities, powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, and against spiritual hosts of wideness in the heavenly places. Today we're going to use some of what we learned in the last series on the full armor of God for reference, but I also want to talk primarily today about reading versus studying the Bible. That's our topic today, reading versus studying the Bible. And it's actually a topic near and dear to my heart and somewhat of a hot button for me too. So first of all, let's go back to when you were in school and you had an assignment. Read chapter 10 of your social studies book, for example. Okay. It was an assignment. You went home or to your study hall, pulled out the book, maybe with a sigh because you felt put upon at having to do something you felt obligated to do. It was an assignment. So you pulled out the book and you read. And after a page or two, your eyes glaze over. And then maybe you flip through to see how many pages based on your current page number that you had until the end of the chapter. So how long was it going to take? And then maybe you just looked at the review questions at the back of the chapter or the chapter glossary or keyword section if there was one, and you think to yourself, okay, maybe I can just focus on these. Well, you felt burdened and you felt labored. So now let's draw that analogy to the popular Read the Bible in 1 Year goal programs. You're not going to have a keyword or glossary section in each chapter, not even in each book. There are no review questions. There aren't pictures, just text. And some of it's not very exciting. In fact, one of my dear friends in Bible study made the comment, sometimes you read through and it's just another battle. So again, your eyes will glaze over, just as if it was a story or a social studies book in school that you needed to get through. Perhaps you're in a church-led program to read the Bible in a year, so you have the goal. Well, okay. I'm going to draw another analogy, and this is going way back, so perhaps some of you younger folks may not relate to what I'm going to say, but please bear with me. When I was growing up, Evelyn Wood's speed reading was all the rage among adults. My father actually took a course from an adult education program at the community center, and boy, howdy, did I long to go with him and learn, but I wasn't allowed to, but I digress. Anyway, the basis of what she taught was to read down the page rather than left to right, reading groups of words or complete thoughts rather than single words, avoiding involuntary rereading of material and applying their efficiency to varied material. So let's talk reading speed. President John F. Kennedy reportedly read 1,200 words rather per minute. President Kennedy reportedly read 1,200 words per minute. Evelyn Wood reportedly read 2,700 words per minute. Well, let me ask you, folks, do you truly think they read or internalized every word that they read? Well, obviously the answer is no. They were speed reading. So let's forget speed reading for a minute and just talk regular statistics about reading. And I'm talking about reading from a learning perspective. And this comes from the statistics come from the learning pyramid, which is pretty well known in academic circles. When you read from a book, you only retain or learn 10% compared to other examples or other options. For example, when you teach a Bible study, you actually learn as a teacher at a 90% rate compared to self-study by reading at only 10% or maybe 50% if you're participating in a group discussion, which might be a group Bible study compared to self-study. So here's the interesting thing, though, folks, especially in our time when we do everything online, that 10% figure of learning from reading that I keep referencing, well, that's even less if you read online. The same goes for reading your Bible online. You won't even get 10% of what you're reading. So go and get yourself a hard copy or pick up the hard copy of the Bible that you have and read through that. Read from that and make your notes on that.
So now, I'm not against reading your Bible. Please don't get me wrong. It's critical that you do. But here's my caution. How you read, just like how you put on the armor of God, is a pivotal thing. Pretty much like how you do anything. The how is the key feature. You can read something just to say you did it, but rush through to the end like you've completed an assignment, but not gotten anything out of it. Reading the Bible, entire Bible in a year. Or you can take your time to digest every word. Remember, what does Jesus say in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. You can't speed read your way through the Bible. We're to live by every word. If you speed read through just to get to the end, you're not getting every word, and certainly you're not going to be fed by it. And this concept is reiterated in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable. All scripture, not just some. Every word, folks. So let me give you another example. Let me ask you what you think the Bible is. To many, it's just a book. To others, it's a reference book. And I emphasize book. To others, still, it's God's word to us. And to others, still, it's God's love letter to us, not just his word. It's the love of a parent seeking to educate, edify, caution, admonish, reward, and let their child know of their father's love for them. To me, that about sums up my perspective. And yes, it is God's love letter. No doubt about it. Now, we learned in our last lengthy series on the armor of God that we're soldiers in God's army. Now, think as a soldier away from home, for we truly are away from our eternal home. We know that this is not our own world, that we're merely foreigners here, and that our real home is in the heavenly. So think again, being a soldier away from home, and you get a letter from a loving parent. You would read that over and over and over again, slowly, with appreciation and love swelling in your own heart as you read. You wouldn't be speed reading through it to get to the end unless there was no love lost between you and the parent who wrote it. And if that's the case, please contact me at knowingchrist.com and we can chat. So now, reading with premise, with appreciation, with prayer and reverence in your heart, that's a different matter. And I encourage that. After all, reading the Bible is considered essential to gain the breadth of Scripture. It's the only way you can accurately understand the context of what you're reading. And as has been said by many scholars, if you don't read the Bible, or for that matter, study it in the appropriate context, you run the risk of misinterpreting and then misapplying what you're reading. I love the scripture verse from Acts 8, verse 3, that reads, Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and said, do you understand what you're reading? That's one of my favorites. Anyway, another important aspect of reading the Bible is that Scripture interprets Scripture, and that's the way it should be. Man should not just be the only one who interprets Scripture. Scripture is what should be used to interpret Scripture. And you may read something in the New Testament, some new principle or teaching, and then remember that there is a perfect illustration of that in the Old Testament. What does Romans chapter 15, verse 4 say? Whatever is written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. Now, this is demonstrated throughout the Gospels. Matthew chapter 12, verse 3 says, but he said to them, have you not read what David did when he became hungry, he and his companions? Matthew chapter 12, verse 5, or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests in the temple break the Sabbath and are innocent? Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, and he answered them and said, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? Matthew chapter 21, verse 42, Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, this became the chief cornerstone. This came about from the Lord that is marvelous in your eyes. Matthew chapter 22, verse 31, but regarding the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was spoken to you by God? This is reiterated the same throughout
the Gospels, Mark chapter 2, verse 25, Mark chapter 12, verse 10, Luke chapter 6, verse 3. They all reiterate, have you never read? So finally, from reading for breath, you get to see the big picture. You get to see God's story of redemption and the interconnectedness of all 66 books. So now, what about Bible study? And there can be a gradient from speed reading, and actually there is a gradient from speed reading all the way to deep study. There's a lot of gray area in the middle for deep reading, note-taking, highlighting when needing to, and making notes. But personally, while I read, my passion is actually for study, deep, deep study. So I kind of am right on that edge when I'm reading, between reading and studying. I rarely just read. I actually study. But that's how I learn most. And remember our learning period from several minutes ago? If you study, then engage in discussion, your learning actually goes up. If you lead others and teach, which is what I'm most likely to do, and I encourage others to do the same in your own large or small church groups to help others become rapture ready, you will learn and retain the most. After all, it's through deep study that we uncover the real meaning of God's words to us. What does Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8 say? They read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading. They explain. It's one thing to read, it's another to study and glean why what was said was said. What was Jesus trying to tell us? What is Jesus trying to tell us? Studying is like meditating on what you've read. You ponder it, you dig deep, you think about it. What does Scripture itself say? Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 say, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of sinner, or sits in the seat of scoffer, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. Now, after all, how do we know someone? How do we know God? How do we know Jesus? Through Scripture. That's all we have. Like any book you may read, or for that matter, about any person alive. The way you know about a person's specific character is through their words, their actions, and through those that are for or against them. The only way to fully understand and appreciate all of that, and at the same time realize that what was written is truly God's letter, love letter to you, is through study. And I emphasize, written to you personally. Yes, Scripture was written for all mankind, but God knew you before you were born. He knew there would be a you at the beginning of all creation. He knew you would be reading his love letter. So please, read and study. And at the beginning of your reading or your study, pray. Pray that he reveals to you his message before you study. Engage with him before you read his word to you. Okay, I wanted to keep this short, and I didn't want to beat a dead horse saying, read with purpose and study, study, study. So with that, it's going to bring us to the end of our show. For more information or contact us, please email us at info@knowingchrist.com. If you're having problems on how to study the Bible, I've got a lengthy series on that in the archives on Blog Talk Radio. You'll have to almost go scroll down to probably close to the very beginning of our 10 years. I think I did that at the beginning of our very first year on the air. But there is a series on how to study the Bible, and it goes into the various types of study. I personally favor going through and utilizing what you learn from an application standpoint. What is God trying to tell us on how we're supposed to live today? But and how does this impact me? What is he trying to tell me? Because, again, this is my Father's letter to me on what I need to do in my daily life so that I can walk in his path of righteousness. So anyway, if you can't find the shows, message me at info@knowingchrist.com. If you just want to discuss any of this, if you're still having problems
or don't even know how to read the Bible, if you don't have access to it, if you have questions on anything, please, please email me, info@knowingchrist.com, or shoot me a message on our Facebook page. I encourage you to visit us there and like us in order to stay abreast of our announcements. We are there under Knowing Christ Ministries. I also have the same or a ministry page on MeWe under the same name, Knowing Christ Ministries. I encourage you to follow us on all of those platforms, Facebook, MeWe, and certainly follow us on Blog Talk Radio so that you're notified of each new broadcast as well. Blog Talk has our full archive of shows from 10 years now, so I encourage you to take the time to review our full listing. And in addition to how to read the Bible, if a title or series looks like something the Lord is leading you to at any given time, please listen. So until next time, this is Dr. Danielle West reminding you it's not what you know, but who you know. For Knowing Christ Ministries, I wish you a very blessed day. I wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. Pray for the families who have lost soldiers. Pray for the souls of those who were lost. And as always, I thank you for listening. God bless.